We're back to Neil Haley's show. And you know what? When you talk about my guest today, I talk about how important to prepare for retirement. And it's such an important thing. And you should start thinking about it today. You shouldn't be thinking about it at 60 when there's a year to go or different things. Start thinking about it in your 50s, maybe even your 40s. My guest today is going to teach us how to retire and not die. And that's the title of his book, Gary Surak. Gary, thanks for stopping by. And I'm excited to talk to you today about this book because ultimately, at the end of the day, if people are not preparing for when they're ready to finally hang up their boots or their gloves or their teaching and leave, it's over, right? In a lot of ways, meaning they're really not preparing for there's a lot more time in their life to live than just their career.
Oh, totally. And Neil, you hit it 100% on the head. They don't seem to think there's anything important except money. And that is about that important. And then it's not that important because then it's the rest of their life. And they keep thinking the money's the big deal, but it isn't. It's how do you spend 7 days a week for the next 25 years of your life? And virtually no one thinks about that until they get there and they say, oh my God, what do I do now?
And Gary, what I like about what you do and your model, because I know you so well working with you and learning more about reading your book and understanding things, is the fact is you take this same mindset today, even before you will fully retire, that you look at those experiences, you look at those special moments, and you understand that money is important, but it's not the most important thing in your life. It's something you need money to have the tools to do the fun things, but yet you have to think about other things as well. Isn't that correct? And that's part of what the book talks about.
100%. You know, I focus, it's funny, Neil, I have this thing called a wish list, which is comparable to the bucket list from the movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And I like wish lists because wish is positive, bucket not so positive. But anyway, I've been writing things on my wish list for probably 25, 30 years. I wish to did this, wish I would do that. Too busy working to do those. Then you get to the point where you're freed up and you have the time. And then I actually just check off boxes. I say, okay, I'm going to get this accomplished. I'm going to do this. Now, some of the stuff I wrote down obviously isn't going to happen. You know, those are too many years ago. idle dreams, but not reality today. But having the money to do things is important, but doing the things is probably more important. I mean, you got to have both. But if someone said, what's the most important thing about retirement? I said, figuring out your plan.
Figuring out your plan. And see, this is what your expertise is planning for people's retirements. And that's where you learned a lot why you wrote this book, right? Because you saw the experiences talking to your clients, your father talking to clients, and learned exactly what people are lacking when you meet with them on a daily basis, that they're not looking at once they're looking at how much money I'm going to have saved, not my plans.
Totally. And so, Neil, one of the big things that I get into is purpose and passion. You know, the title of the book, The Three P's That Will Keep You Young, Purpose, Passion, and a Plan. And when I ask people about their purpose, you know, they're kind of confused. And then I talk to them about their passion and they're equally confused and they almost never have a plan. So when we start talking about retirement, they come in, they want to talk money. I said, that's great. Let's talk money. But before we get into the money too deep, let's talk about, tell me what your first day of retirement looks like, your first week, your first month, your first year. And it's almost always deer in headlight look. I mean, they don't have an answer, Neil. Now that's not 100%, but it's probably 95%.
Yeah, that's so true. Because what it does is that they're thinking about, they have some sort of plan. They want to do stuff. Oh yeah, I'll spend time with my grandkids, right? Or I'll do this, I'll do that. But it's not laid out. In your book, you teach that it needs to be laid out. You have to have that plan. And what age do you think that plan should start?
My sense is I've been creating my plan for 30 years. I mean, really, and part of it is what I'm doing right now. I like writing books. I was an English major, you know, closet English major, went to Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. And I always thought writing would be fun. I never thought I would really write books. I've written three. I kind of have the fourth one brewing in my head. We'll see. But But the whole idea of writing books and expressing myself is part of my pre-retirement plan, post-retirement plan. I fully intend to keep doing this, Neil. It's enjoyable, and I feel like I'm helping people, reaching people. So yeah, I think you start whenever something really strikes you and say, whoa, that's something that I'm passionate about. That's something that I really want to do.
And that's what you see. You see that people care about when you provide great information. You see it on your social media platforms, especially Facebook and your Facebook group community, that people are intrigued on what you're doing. They're intrigued how you're living the life you live. And you're not living the extravagant where, you know, you have the 7 sports cars or different things. You're enjoying life. And in the book, it talks about that. Enjoy life. Don't just be, you know, in this miserable mood that, okay, I'm waiting till I'm going to die. You got to live life and thrive. And that's part of, I see maybe down the line for you, that motivational next step, because you can motivate people, not just for retirement, but for life in general at any age.
Well, and I feel like I've been blessed, Neil, is a way to put it, because I've been able to experience so many other things in the world with my clients. I've been able to kind of live through them in their own way. And I see their experiences, the ones that work, the ones that don't work, the ones that have no plan, and the train wreck that becomes, and the ones who have a plan. And it becomes pretty obvious that if you do this properly, you can have a great retirement. I mean, we were talking yesterday, my nephew and I, Jeff, and he works with me, and we were talking about experiences and how important experiences are compared to how important money is. And we both said, you know, when it gets to the final straw, whenever that is, the experiences are going to be way more important than how much you got in your bank.
Exactly.
Because that's something you get to live with and do. And so, you know, I had a friend of mine, he's taking his 99-year-old dad to Greece for his last trip. And he said, Gary, I'm going over there. And John said, you know, I'm leaving in about a week, and my dad really wants to go see family. And he said, it's going to be his last trip. He said, he's got prostate cancer, all kinds of stuff. And he's 99. And I said, so he said, Gary, the experience of this will be so cool, because he's going to be saying goodbye to all his family. And I got to be there and kind of absorb all that.
See, that's the experiences. That's what comes with planning. And you talk about part of the 3 P's is planning. It's hard, Gary, for people to plan. They're living for today, or they're focusing on the past. How can we plan for today and tomorrow in the best way? I remember part of your book, you talked about it, but giving right off the cuff, how can we plan for today and plan for tomorrow at the same time?
Well, kind of goes back to that whole wish list thing. I wish what I was doing this, but I'm working. And really it starts there. And it's, you know, what do you wish you were doing? What would have an impact on you? What would be something that you just really want to experience? And I've had so many of them in the last year. I had wanted to go to Savannah and Charleston for so long, I can't tell you. And finally, Breeze Airways had this special price. And I said, well, that's crazy. Let's just do that. It was like $100 or something. So we flew in and spent a whole week doing something I've wanted to do for like 20 years. It wasn't expensive. We stayed in a nice place. It wasn't the Ritz, but it was cool. And more importantly, I got to do all this great historical sightseeing that I really like to do. To me, and that was on my list 20 years ago. So I look and I say, okay, you know, there's a rock band that I like. And I will tell you, a few years ago, the Talking Heads, David Byrne, he was doing a show, and it was American Utopia. And we saw it in Cleveland, and it was a great show. It was incredible, actually. And I told Linda, I said, you know, I'd like to see that show again. And she said, okay. So we went and checked out everything. The only one that was reasonable was in Broadway in New York City. So we flew in to New York for a weekend, went to that show and saw it again. And it was as good as the first time. And I walked out there and said, that was a really great experience. So it wasn't expensive. It was just something that I really wanted to do. I think those are the things, Neil. You look for stuff that really is important to you. You know, if it's hiking a mountain or traveling to California, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
So why do we forget about that once we get a job and have a family?
why do we get life gets in the way of life. How's that? Right. That's why, you know, stuff happens. They say, oh yeah. And then they kind of forget about it. And yeah, one of my friends retired, and I asked him what he was going to do. He said, you know, Gary, when I was a kid, I loved to fish with my dad and my grandfather. I said, yeah. I said, well, when's the last time you fished? He said, 40 years ago. And I said, oh, he said, you know what I'm doing? I said, no, I have no clue. He said, I'm buying a boat. not a big one, but I'm buying a rowboat or something. He said, a motorboat. And I'm going to get myself a new fishing pole and I'm going to start fishing again. He said, I used to really love that. I just never could do it.
One of the things I'm looking to do now, I'm getting back in shape, is go play some basketball again. I won't go full court like I did, but I'm going to go shoot some hoops, you know, and because once you start feeling healthier. So I think another part of retirement is make sure that you're staying healthy. Because Gary, it seems like you can get going and go, go, go. You're a go, go, goer. If you're like, you know, morbidly obese or really have a lot of health issues, when you're retired, you're going to go right to the nursing home or an assisted living instead of really enjoying your retirement. And the money that you saved is going to go to something like that, which then
And Neil, you hit a great point. You know, part of the book, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not any of those things, but staying in shape is critically important. Paying attention. And you know, I have a guy that, this is a bizarre story. He's retiring. And I asked him, and he's plenty of money and a very successful guy. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, binge watch TV. And I said, no, really, what are you going to do? He said, oh, no, that's what I'm going to do. He said, I have all these shows I never got to watch, and I'm going to binge watch TV. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, that's great in the winter. I said, but it's not really a good summer activity. And he said, oh, no, this is what I've really been planning on. And he said, I have all these shows that I want to watch. And I said, you have to get off the couch and do something. You're not going to. Plus, he likes to eat. And I said, this is not going to be a good formula. Oh, no. This guy's probably put on 20 pounds already. And he's watched the entire NCIS series. I don't know what he's on next, but he's chipping these things out. And his idea of retirement was going to basically, he's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, but is it going to be good, Neil? I mean, you can already tell.
Oh, you know, it's each his own, but that's the thing. He has to figure it out a way that he can use that passion in a way to get out and do things. So that's the thing that we all think about, is what we love. We can create that in writing a book. Then he goes out and does book tours, just writing about binge watching TV, you know, streaming channels. There's so many things we can create a product to do, enjoy our lives and do stuff that we love about sports. My gosh, you know, traveling. And I know you're a huge sports fan, you know, going to all the ballparks or, you know, going to football games, those experiences or ones you'll never forget. And if people missed out on it, there's a guy I talked to, a colleague of mine, he literally told me, Gary, and this is really sad, once I started my business, I stopped going to football games. The last time I've gone to football games is in the 1970s. They were so focused on their business. That's sad, because I mean, I in the last 10 months have been really busy with things, and I didn't get to watch as many Steeler games as I did last year. And I'm like, okay, I have to make it a point to start watching the Steelers again. And so it's, and then going to these events and going to these things, COVID really hurt us. And with putting more packed pounds on, it's like, now the focus is, people that read your book is say, okay, what I lost in COVID, not being able to see people, I need to really get back to doing those things. And it's huge.
Well, it's funny. I'm a concert guy. If you gave me a choice of anything I would enjoy, it would be the Cleveland Indians / Guardians or going to concerts. Those are the two things I really like to do. And both of them got hammered because of the virus. And now music's really coming back. And we've been seeing shows. We started ramping that up. And we have one next week we're going to go to and one the week after. And, you know, I've been picking my spots, but we're going to catch, yeah, probably four or five bands before the summer's over. And I'm excited about that, because that's something that I just thoroughly enjoy. I can just sit down, listen to music, and I go somewhere in my brain, and it's a great place I go.
Okay, so for people, I love the part in your book about wish lists. Okay, and I'm going to make it a point that I'm going to write down a wish list for myself of things I want to experience and do different things. One thing is, I want to cover the Super Bowl. I definitely want to cover the Super Bowl with my media, the Neil Haley Show. Again, the number 12 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot. We have 150 stations syndicated. A lot of this stuff was more of not a business idea. It was something I was passionate about and loved, and I made it into a business. So what I would say to you is, what would be your recommendation for somebody who wanted to create a wish list today? Because I think people listening in their 30s, their 20s, their 40s, they need to do this. Millennials are really big about experiences. So they're going to have, we're going to have a lot more that are going for retirement at one point, Gary, that are going to really understand you more, because that is the new generation. It's all about experiences. It's about how they experience things. It's not about just doing it. So oh, absolutely. What wish list would you recommend people to how to get started today on the wish list?
Well, I'll give you something I did and added to mine yesterday. I was looking at something and I said, okay, I've always wanted to see the zombies. And they've been around and I just never made an effort to go see them. They're as old as I am, but they're a really good band. They're a Hall of Fame band. And I said, I am going to make a point wherever those guys are, whether it's Pittsburgh, Cleveland, I'm going to absolutely make a point to go see a show of theirs because they're really good. And the thing is, that was a yesterday edition, but I looked in and I looked on my wish list. I have a wish list from about 15 years ago. There's a golf course out in Oregon called Bandon Dunes that's an amazing golf course. One of the most pretty places I've ever been. And I told my wife about it. I said, listen, the golf was brutal, but the course was incredible. The scenery is incredible. I said, one of these days we will go to Bandon Dunes and play golf. Haven't done that yet. But I looked at that and I said, that was 15 years ago. I have another one. I've never been on a private yacht. I don't know anyone that owns a private yacht, but one of these days I want to meet someone and go on their private yacht and just say, oh, this is cool, because it was on my list. So, you know, it's just stuff like that, Neil, and things that just, I have this deal. I want to go to the Canadian capitals. I've never been to Montreal. Now, Canada right now is not a good place to go, but eventually it will be. And when it is, I'm heading there. So I just tell people, write down anything that pops in your brain. Nothing is off the charts. Nothing's off the table until you get there. And then you may say, yeah, I don't want to do an African safari. I'm too old to do that. Or maybe you're not, and you just go do it. Those are the things I try and do. I try and encourage people just write everything down because no one's going to grade you. There are no grades in this deal. You either write it down or you don't write it down. And if you write it down and cross it out, so what?
I think that's great. And as we all know, when we put things on paper, it's more likely to be a reality than if we keep it in our head. Or if Absolutely. We put it, you know, even when we type it up, you need to put it down in a notebook. Is your wish list a notebook, Gary, or is it typed?
It's actually a wish list notebook. Yeah. And it's so funny because I just converted. I had one online and I like paper better than online. So I'm just in the process of converting, crossing things out and starting a new one. So it's kind of funny when you look at my wish list, Neil. It is a mess, but it's kind of cool. And I have it in my brain what works. So
yeah. So people that are definitely following him on social media, that's something to ask is, What would you wish to do? What was the most biggest thing that you'd like to wish for? And that's something that you talk about in your community, is because really, and people can join that Facebook community of How to Retire and Not Die. And they can check you out and purchase your book where, Gary? Because this is great. This is the conversation on the wish list. Love to have you back to talk more subjects about the book or other things in planning for retirement. But where's the best place we can connect with you?
Actually, GarySurak.com. If you want to buy a book through there, I'll actually sign it and personalize it for you. Or you certainly can go to Amazon and pick it up there or any of the bookstores. All of them have the ability to order the book and they do. So it's been very successful so far, Neil.
Well, you are making me motivated. I am going to take 15 minutes to start writing down a wish list of places I want to cover. And that's the Super Bowl will be one, the NBA Finals will be another, all these different ones, and then make it a point to go out and reach out. And then what celebrities I want to interview next. I interview major celebrities that I know because I'm very well known as a celebrity, but a podcaster, who is the next one? If you had a wish list of a celebrity you'd interview, Gary, who would it be?
Wow. I think Malcolm Gladwell's amazing. He's a writer. And he is just a phenomenal journalist. And I love listening to him. I love reading his books. It would be fun just to talk to that man because he's so good at what he does. And he gets into things and he does great detail stories. So I like him. I think Clive, the Jack Reacher author, Lee Child. Mm-hmm. Be fascinating to talk to him, how he comes up with his stories. I mean, I go right to those author guys because I just am. John Grisham, what an ability. J.K. Rowling. I mean, all these people have such amazing imaginations. I would love to tap into how they actually do what they do.
It's amazing. That's what the stories I get to just interview people even like yourself or major celebrities that literally I get the opportunity to learn something every day. And that's part of what I'll continue to do this when I retire, whenever that will be. But I am, through Gary's help and learning from reading his book, I know, guys, trust me, it's going to hit you before you know it, especially if you're sitting here listening to this or watching this, and trust me, pick up Gary's book today and create that wish list today. So I appreciate you stopping by, Gary. I appreciate it.
Neil, pleasure. All right. Great to see you again. Take care.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.